This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Over a million Palestinians crammed in the southern Gaza city of Rafah are bracing for further assault as Israel orders them to move even further south towards the Egyptian border during its war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The United Nations is warning Israel against a mass displacement of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip.
We would not support in any way forced displacement, which goes against international law.
More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in Rafah, right up to the border fence with Egypt. They're subject to deadly Israeli strikes and dire humanitarian conditions. Aid agencies have warned large numbers of civilians could die, and that there's nowhere safe for people to go.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The U.S. military said Sunday it had struck more devices and missiles in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen that were prepared to launch against ships in the Red Sea. The strikes are part of a series of actions taken by the United States and its allies against the Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group aimed at halting the Iran-backed rebels' repeated attacks on vital Red Sea shipping lanes. The Houthis, who control much of the war-torn Yemen, began their attacks in November, saying they were hitting Israel-linked vessels in support of Palestinians in Gaza, which has been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Fireworks lit up Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor on Sunday as the city celebrated the second day of the Lunar New Year. This year's festivities mark Hong Kong's first Lunar New Year celebration since pandemic restrictions were lifted.